Pages 55 to 56, paper 10, written reception, 60 points. Is the writing on the wall? You start typing an email, and as you type the first letters of a word, up pops the rest of the sentence. Or you press the tab key, and your sentence completes itself as if the email software is reading your mind. In the past, you had to compose emails by yourself. But now email systems like Gmail can finish sentences for you. This relatively new feature of artificial intelligence, known as natural language processing, NLP, is able to read, decipher, understand, and make sense of the language people use, and enables computers to respond in a human-like manner. With an estimated 281 billion emails sent daily by the world's 3.8 billion email users, the importance of the autocomplete feature is clear. It is hardly surprising, then, that we might welcome a little help to lighten the load when responding to a huge number of emails every day. Technology that analyzes our writing patterns and can predict the words we are most likely to use next can save us valuable time. And yet, while the autocomplete feature can help shorten the time it takes to write an email, many people have mixed feelings about it. Researchers say this might take away the joy of simple human interaction, and even worse, it might change the way our brain works. Prediction is essential to our perception of and relationship with the world, says Maria Geffen, director of a hearing laboratory at the University of Pennsylvania. Our brain is constantly making predictions. For example, when we're listening to someone talking against a loud background noise, we are making predictions about what they said, even if we only heard some of the sounds. This is also true for more complex cognitive tasks, including producing a sentence. Moreover, when children as young as 8 years old text messages that use autocomplete, this could impact the development of their minds and thought processes. It is assumed that as more and more young people have access to cell phones, predictive texts will impact vocabulary formation as well. Residents of Silicon Valley, for example, where much of the technology we use today is developed, want to limit their children's use of screens. The Waldorf School of the Peninsula in California, attended by children of senior Silicon Valley technology executives, actually restricts the use of computers by its younger students. In an attempt to justify their policy, the school points to surveys of teachers who have suggested that the use of computers and texting have already hindered the development of students' writing skills. Like with many other new technologies, there is still no clear-cut answer as to the long-term effects of this new technology on either children or adults. It seems, however, that in a fast-paced world, any new technology that saves time will catch on, and it is up to us to learn to use it wisely.